For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A monster wildfire is racing through Redding, California, destroying everything in its path and claiming lives, according to CAL FIRE Chief Brett Govea.
We are fighting the fire as we mourn the loss of two members of our firefighting community.
Hot, dry weather is preventing crews from making much headway, says KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
They're expecting temperatures during the day to top out around 110, 115. So that type of heat combined with low humidity and the winds that are predicted could mean some really extreme fire behavior.
More than 38,000 people were evacuated and over 500 structures have burned so far. It is one of several major blazes burning across the state and one of 88 burning across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Five people are dead in two shooting incidents in the Corpus Christi, Texas area. KZTV's Drew Spire says the ordeal ended at a nursing home in suburban Robstown.
That's where they found three people dead, including the shooter. Now, according to the city secretary, two other victims were found in a home belonging to the shooter. Now, it's believed the shooter killed them at his home first, then went to the nursing home where he shot two others before turning the gun on himself.
Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen is ready to reveal information to special counsel Robert Mueller, including advanced knowledge about a pre-election meeting at Trump Tower which promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. It's unclear whether Mueller would be interested in Cohen's testimony for his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. He's handed Cohen's criminal case off to a U.S. attorney in New York. Cohen's under federal criminal investigation for his business practices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump is seeing lots of red for November. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Donald Trump expects Republicans to do better than expected in midterm elections this November. He tells the Sean Hannity radio show it's partly due to the fast-paced economic growth.
We're going to fix everything once we have the votes. You know, we really don't have, when they say a majority, it's 51-49, but it's not really, because you lose a couple and people are sick, people are ill, people can't come to vote. So in the Senate, we really don't have a majority at all.
Trump says 60 days from midterm, so hit the campaign trail 6 or 7 days a week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Concerns over Facebook stock dropping are not a problem, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Shares of Facebook fell by 19% on Thursday, a day after the world's largest social media company disclosed its quarterly revenue didn't live up to expectations and that its user metrics grew slower than some on Wall Street had predicted. But while the dollar value of the loss was the largest ever by a publicly traded company in the United States, many analysts point out that that loss wiped out months of gains, not years. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's net worth did plummet more than $15 billion with that stock dive, but it stayed around $67 billion, according to Forbes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.